Brothers and sisters, the theme for these readings guides us, calls us to appreciate marriage, value the family, and follow Jesus' teachings with humility. They remind us to live with unity, respect, and commitment in our families. We heard in the first reading how the marriage is a sacrament of happiness between a man and a husband, please. We heard how God created this happiness while saying, I'm gonna find a suitable partner for this guy, for the man. We heard that. And we heard how the joy appeared when the man saw the wife around her, near her. In my mother tongue, I don't know how to say it in English, but we have this expression saying, a true man, the man knows the importance of the wife when he's awake. I don't know how I can say it in better English so that I may be understood. But the true man knows the importance of the wife when he's awake. We heard how Adam, the first man who was created, once he find a wife near him, how he admired. He formed in admiration and then said, this is the flesh of my flesh. If I would speak a good English again, I would ask women here present, which suitable word that your husband had tell you before you said yes, which is very, very important than this one said by Adam. For those people who are better in talking, they said this is the most sweetful word, saying the flesh of my flesh sounds better than calling someone sweetie or honey or other things. Flesh of my flesh is the best expression that you can use to your partner. We heard how this happiness should be part of the couple. It means each of the couple has to bring their best in order to contribute to this happiness. It should be 50-50. Also reflecting on this first reading, I could say here in America, you try your best. You try your best just to love one another. And I was having a discussion with my confrere back home. Many times we can't see couples sitting together in the church. For example, I told him here in the US, you can see the couples sitting together in the church, going together in the marketplaces, being together, feeling comfortable of being together. For us, that's not happen. It is not happen. You can't even see very often a husband sitting with his wife in the church. And we heard how this happiness, according to God, this was a wrong life journey. It means that the marriage is for a wrong life. For long life commitment. Do not say, maybe it's this. We now hear many people saying, I'm tired of my wife. I'm tired of my spouse. I'm tired of being with her or him. And I'm not here to offend anyone. because this is the word of God. And remember that the word of God is like a sword. I'm very sorry for those people who divorced already. I'm very sorry for those people who are in the process of divorcing, because in this gospel, we had why people divorce. Why people divorce? Jesus himself was very clear. It's because of the hardness of their heart. Because of the hardness of their heart. Because God never changes. Whenever you have the argument with your spouse, please sit together and remind yourself, go back to the source, for the first time you said yes. Yes, I'm gonna take you as my spouse. Go back to that source for the first time you met and you said yes for your engagement. You will see, you will realize that God never changes. God is still the same. But what you agreed during your consentment, you said we will be inviting God in our happiness, in our joyful times, in our joyful moment, and in our hardship, because you're going to have them. But because you forgot what you consented, you vowed, that's when you start having those arguments that had led you into divorce. And we really know, some theologian had said, how many kinds of divorces that we have? How many do you think we have? That one said, the first divorce, which is very difficult, is called emotional divorce, where people do no longer trust one another. If they have those, they do no longer tell those sweet words, kindness words. Emotional divorce, I no longer care about you. The second divorce, he said, this one is called economical divorce, where I tend to do things by my own. I no longer need your idea. There is nothing to share what we have. Be at yourself and I will be by myself. And the third one is compared to the first one, he called it psychological divorce. So he said, with all those three combined, that what for us we see what we called divorce, but we don't know really when you started your divorce. Maybe in your houses today, you may be living in that way. That's why Jesus is saying, what pushed you through, what drove you into those arguments, those kind of divorces, it's because of the hardness of your heart. Please do not harden your heart when you hear the voice of God, because the union is blessed by God and highlights the importance of companionship. Marriage is that sacred bond that calls for mutual respect and love. It is a partnership where both husband and wife, not boy and boy, not girl and girl, not boy and girlfriend, please, only between wife and husband. This is the word of God. Unfortunately, we have to take it as it is. It's the war between the wife and the husband, where they all work together to build the family and support each other in all aspects of life. That's why Jesus, in his teachings today, he brought in children again. Why children in this sacrament of marriage? Because we take children as the fruit from the love, from the partnership of their parents. You children here present, you should help, you should contribute to the happiness, to the joys of your parents. Because we, most of us, we give the gifts. We give the gifts to people when they are celebrating their events. We give them gift. What if we see them just putting forth the gifts that we have given them to them? How we feel very, very glad. We heard in this gospel how the parents who received, who recognized that the children are the gifts from God, how they brought their kids to God in order to be blessed, in order to have that blessing. And we heard how the disciples rebuked them, and we heard also how Jesus felt indignant because of the behavior of those disciples, which means kids are the fruit. Kids are have their way to contribute to the happiness, to the joy of their parents. By how? Which means by just showing respectful to their parents everywhere and every time. Because Jesus is teaching us to build this trust between spouses, to build this trust as a child trusts in his parents. To build this trust among themselves, but recognizing the highness of God, and both together building the trust in God, putting their trust in God. Brothers and sisters, nowadays we have so many reasons that could lead us into separation. We heard Jesus said, please, what God has joined together, do not separate. No man should separate. How did we behave in the separation or divorce of the members of our families? How did we behave? Did God change? God is still the same. God remained the same. Remember the other day, I told you that there is a song. It's an English song. Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't have a beautiful voice, but I can just tell you a little bit of the chorus, and then you can figure out what is the song. It is in English, but I used to hear that song saying, would you still love me the same? Tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? Do you know that song? Have you ever heard of it? Maybe the kids or the young one know it better, but you can just try to understand to that song. It's a very, very touching song. If I do not buy you fancy things, would you still love me the same? If I'm fired from my job, would you still love me the same? If I got a broken leg, would you still love me the same? If I go through this, would you still love me the same? Which means God never changes. Brothers and sisters, let us ask God today to help us to strengthen our families. And especially, let's pray for those who divorced already or who are going through those difficulties that may lead them to divorce. Amen.